First Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard on Saul, and the archers found him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, so that these uncircumcised may not come and make sport of me." But his armor-bearer was unwilling, for he was terrified. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. Thus Saul died, he and his three sons and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that the army had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the temple of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. But when all Jabesh-Gilead heard everything that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant warriors got up and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh. Then they buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness. He was unfaithful to the Lord, in that he did not keep the command of the Lord. Moreover, he had consulted a medium, seeking guidance, and did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore the Lord put him to death, and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. First Chronicles chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered together to David at Hebron, and said, "See, we are your bone and flesh. For some time now, even while Saul was king, it was you who commanded the army of Israel. The Lord your God said to you, 'It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel, you who shall be ruler over my people Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. David and all Israel marched to Jerusalem, that is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You will not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, now the city of David. David had said, 'Whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and commander.' And Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first, so he became chief. David resided in the stronghold, therefore it was called the city of David. He built the city all around, from the Millo in complete circuit, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. And David became greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these are the chiefs of David's warriors, who gave him strong support in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is an account of David's mighty warriors. Jashobeam, son of Hachmonai, was chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 whom he killed at one time. And next to him, among the three warriors, was Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Ahohite. He was with David at Pasdimim, when the Philistines were gathered there for battle. There was a plot of ground full of barley. Now the people had fled from the Philistines, but he and David took their stand in the middle of the plot, defended it, and killed the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great victory. 3 of the 30 chiefs went down to the rock to David at the cave of Adullam, while the army of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. David said longingly, 'Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate!' Then the 3 broke through the camp of the Philistines, and drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and they brought it to David. But David would not drink of it. He poured it out to the Lord, and said, 'My God forbid that I should do this. Can I drink the blood of these men? For at the risk of their lives they brought it.' Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 warriors did these things. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 30. With his spear he fought against 300 and killed them, and won a name beside the three. He was the most renowned of the 30, and became their commander, but he did not attain to the three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He struck down two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits tall. The Egyptian had in his hand a spear like a weaver's beam. But Benaiah went against him with a staff, snatched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Such were the things Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, did, and he won a name beside the three warriors. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the three. And David put him in charge of his bodyguard. The warriors of the armies were Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth of Harod, Helez the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikesh of Tekoa, Abiezer of Anathoth, Sibekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai of Netophah, Heled son of Beana of Netophah, Ithai son of Ribai of Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benaiah of Pirathon, Hurai of the Wadis of Gaosh, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth of Baharum, Eliaiba of Shaalbon, Hashem the Gazanite, Jonathan son of Shegi the Hararite, Ahiam son of Sekar the Hararite, Eliphol son of Ur, Hefer the Mekerethite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro of Carmel, Nearai son of Ezbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar son of Hagrai, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai of Beeroth, the armor-bearer of Joab son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad son of Ahlai, Adina son of Shiza the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan son of Maacah, and Josaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashterethite, Shammah and Jael sons of Hotham the Ararite, Chadiel son of Shimrai, and his brother Johah the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah sons of Elnaam, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Jaziel the Mezobeite. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. The following are those who came to David at Ziklag, while he could not move about freely because of Saul son of Kish. They were among the mighty warriors who helped him in war. They were archers, and could shoot arrows and sling stones with either the right hand or the left. They were Benjaminites, Saul's kindred. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, both sons of Shemaah of Gibeah, also Jeziel and Pedet, sons of Asmaveth, Berekah, Jehu of Anathoth, Ishmaiah of Gibeon, a warrior among the 30, and a leader over the 30, Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, Jozabad of Gederah, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Harufite, Elkinah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joizer, and Jeshobeam, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebediah, sons of Jeroham of Gedor. From the Gadites there went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness mighty and experienced warriors, experts with shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and who were swift as gazelles on the mountains. Azer the chief, Obadiah second, Eliab third, Mishmanah fourth, Jeremiah fifth, Attai sixth, Eliel seventh, Johanan eighth, Elzabad ninth, Jeremiah tenth, Machbenai 11th. These Gadites were officers of the army, the least equal to 100 and the greatest to 1,000. These are the men who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks, and put to flight all those in the valley to the east and to the west. Some Benjaminites and Judahites came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and said to them, "If you have come to me in friendship to help me, then my heart will be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, though my hands have done no wrong, then may the God of our ancestors see and give judgment." Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the 30, and he said, "We are yours, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to the one who helps you. For your God is the one who helps you." Then David received them and made them officers of his troops. Some of the Manassites deserted to David when he came with the Philistines for the battle against Saul. Yet he did not help them, for the rulers of the Philistines took counsel and sent him away, saying, "He will desert to his master Saul at the cost of our heads." As he went to Ziklag, these Manassites deserted to him: Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zelethai, chiefs of the thousands in Manasseh. They helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all warriors and commanders in the army. Indeed, from day to day people kept coming to David to help him, until there was a great army, like an army of God. These are the numbers of the divisions of the armed troops who came to David in Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him, according to the word of the Lord. The people of Judah, bearing shield and spear, numbered 6,800 armed troops. Of the Simeonites, mighty warriors, 7,100. Of the Levites, 4,600. Jehoiada, leader of the house of Aaron, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 commanders from his own ancestral house. Of the Benjaminites, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, of whom the majority had continued to keep their allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the Ephraimites, 20,800, mighty warriors, notables in their ancestral houses. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were expressly named to come and make David king. Of Issachar, those who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs, and all their kindred under their command. Of Zebulun, 50,000 seasoned troops equipped for battle with all the weapons of war to help David with singleness of purpose. Of Naphtali, 1,000 commanders, with whom there were 37,000 armed with shield and spear. Of the Danites, 28,600 equipped for battle. Of Asher, 40,000 seasoned troops ready for battle. Of the Reubenites and Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh from beyond the Jordan, 120,000 armed with all the weapons of war. All these warriors arrayed in battle order came to Hebron with full intent to make David king over all Israel. Likewise all the rest of Israel were of a single mind to make David king. They were there with David for 3 days, eating and drinking, for their kindred had provided for them. And also their neighbors, from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, came bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, abundant provisions of meal, cakes of figs, clusters of raisins, wine, oil, oxen, and sheep, for there was joy in Israel.